Hello, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How's it going?
Awesome. It's going good. I was like, I'm going to give him a little bit of time. I think he said this time would be good. So, okay. Awesome. Awesome. So, what other questions did you have about the Google Guarantee? Did you kind of understand, like, how the cost per lead is? Did you want me to go back over that with you?
You said it comes out to around $35 a lead. Is that right?
So it's, you pay the one-time $250 application fee,
application, right?
Right.
We do that, and then
you fill out the application, 4 to 8 weeks to get approved, but that also depends on how quickly, you know, you fill out the app and run the background check, right? Yeah. Now, once you get approved, okay, we'll follow up. Because we'd like to activate the leads within 3 days unless if you say otherwise. Like if you say activate them now or activate them next week or next month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To activate the leads, it's going to be a minimum budget of $508, okay?
Right.
Now, that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, your leads are running you $38.67, okay?
Yeah.
The kicker on it is someone called you to cut some grass outside of your services. It gets credited back to you. Someone called you outside of your service area. As long as you don't accept the job, unqualified. Credited back. They called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring. Unqualified. Get credited back. What is considered qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, like you set up, you know, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Okay. If one slipped through the cracks, right, because they have all the calls are recorded, they got an AI system set up, but if one happened to slip through the cracks, we will dispute it with Google on your behalf to get it credited back. Okay. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in the budget is going to roll over to the next month. So really that next month,
gotcha.
Zach, all you're going to pay, you're not paying the 508 again. Okay. What you're going to pay is for the one lead that you got the month before because you want your budget to be back up to the 508. So you would be charged $38.67, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you need to pause them for whatever reason, you're going on vacation, you're bombarded with work, you call us, you say, pause them. We pause the leads. We don't turn them back on until you call us back to turn the leads back on, okay? Now, we like to start you off with a minimum monthly budget to get a feel of the program first before you start saying, hey, send me more leads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At any time you want, like, hey, I feel like getting up to 20 leads this month, you call us, you say, hey, I want to get up to 20 leads. Now, the minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead, okay?
Right.
It allows you to target wherever your insurance covers you. You could target by county, by zip code, by mile radius, by city, okay? And you could choose the hours and the days that you want those leads turned on, okay? So
all
the reviews that you currently have, those 9 reviews on your Google business profile, are also going to show up in your Google Guaranteed profile, even though they're 2 separate programs. But those will also appear there as well.
Okay.
It's a really, really good program. I will tell you this, hands down, it's one of Google's better products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me just think about it. So, yeah, it's 4 to 8 weeks to even get it going. So fill out the application, do the fee, whatever.
I'm telling you this, I have literally seen guys get approved in 3 weeks because they sent in the application right away. We got them through the background check. And I'm telling you, within 3 weeks, their leads were already active because they were approved and they were like, yeah, turn them on. You know what I mean? But even if you getting approved in 3 weeks, right? So you don't have to activate the leads right then and there. You know what I'm saying? You can activate the leads. Like if you, let's just say you got approved, I don't know, the first week of July, you could say, hey, listen, I don't want to activate them yet until the 8th of August. Do you see what I'm saying? But at least you're kind of getting through that process already. And I'm going to tell you, people are really, Zach, very inclined to selecting those that are part of the Google Guaranteed program because they know that you've been approved by Google. It'll show you pass the background check. It'll show that you have insurance. And they know that Google puts up that additional $2,000 for the potential client that's selecting you. So it's, like I said, almost as if Google's guaranteeing your work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Very good. Yep. I think largely what I'm, so currently I've got two other programs sending me leads right now.
What other program?
Is going to be, well, I've got Angeles going, and I've got
how do you like
a
that
Facebook
one?
Ad campaign.
How do you like the Angeles?
It's all right. I mean, it's all right.
Okay.
I could always use more, though, so I'm always like.
What do you typically, like, what's your closing ratio? How many leads do you get from them, like, say, in the week or month?
Yeah, Angeles sends me, they guarantee me 13 a month.
Okay.
13 leads, and I get anywhere between, like, 13 and 20. But a lot of them are pretty junky. A lot of leads are pretty junky. They won't answer the phone or whatever else.
Yeah.
I've got another campaign that was supposed to deliver me 30 leads in a month.
Uh-huh.
I haven't done that. So.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that one's on the out. So.
And the Facebook ad campaign you're running too?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that is the one that hasn't delivered me. They're not going to meet the 30 in a month that they.
So that's the one that's supposed to give you up to 30 leads in the month on that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 leads are my money back. So I'll be getting my money back. So that'll be kind of like perfect timing because that one will probably die out when I start this one. So let's start the, send me the application. Let's take care of that.
Okay. So for the application, the only thing that we would be charging you is just the $250. Is that something you can do today?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. So let me do this, Zach. Give me one second here, hon. I just want to verify with you. So I don't even know if this is the same card we would use because it will mask it all out and it only shows the last four. So I see that it's a Visa, ends with 7554, and it expires March of 2029. It looks like this might be like a business account because it says Zachary Lee on it, the arborist.
Mm-hmm.
On the card, information that I have here. So I just want to confirm that that's the one that you would want to use.
No, let's not use that one.
Okay.
Let me see here.
And let me confirm your email address as well that I have on file. So let's confirm that real quick. info@thearborist.pro.com.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I'm going to do this real quick while we're on the phone because I want to send you everything about the Google Guaranteed Program with the outline of what you and I discussed so that way you have that there. Okay? So bear with me here. I'm so excited for you. You are going to love this program. You are going to love this program. Hands down, I say it's one of Google's better products, in my opinion. You know?
Yes.
Did you have a long day today?
Good. I did.
Oh, my gosh, you poor thing. I will try to make this as painless as possible for you. But I always like to make sure that I get everything notated correctly as well. Okay, Zach? I know you prefer to go by Zach, right?
Yep, that's great.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I know we have you down as Zachary, but I know that you go by Zach, so I always like to notate it like, hey, make sure we're calling him Zach. Just because it's so funny, I have a cousin, his name's Anthony, and he hates when people call him Tony or Aunt, and my husband's the same way. He's like, do not call me Tony. Call me Anthony, you know? And I laugh because I'm like, well, my dad goes by Tony. I don't know how I ended up with two of them like that, with that name. I'm like, oh, Lord. Okay, so this first one that you're going to get from me, Zach, it's going to say Google Guaranteed, and I'm just putting everything in there as far as like with what your minimum monthly budget is. So bear with me here. Jesus Louise, my computer is like slower than molasses. It's like I'm clicking and it's like still catching up. Come on. my husband laughs because he's like, you're like my mother, the clicking queen. Give it time to think. I'm like, no, it's got to move fast like I am.
Yeah, things happen fast.
So do you have a crew that works with you, or do you kind of work on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
As little as possible.
Okay. You're like, I send them to do the work, you know? Hopefully that's the goal, right? One day, right? Are you?
It is, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I
don't know how you guys do it, man. I don't know how you do it.
Whatever, yeah.
I have talked to guys that are tree contractors and literally like, contractors, arborists, right? And they're like, can you call me back? Because I'm like kind of hanging from the tree. I said, oh, my God, why are you even answering your phone right now? And they just start laughing. I'm like, dude, is that like, do you have a saw right now? I'll call you later. Do not pick up that call when you're working with a saw here. Like, that's just crazy. Okay. Zach, what's the name on the card that you're going to be using? Is this one that we're going to keep on file moving forward?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay.
The name is just Zachary Lee.
Is it, I'm sorry, what's the first name on it?
Zachary?
Okay.
Yes.
Last name?
Lee. L-E-E.
Okay. And is the business name on that one too or no?
It's not, no.
No middle initial, right?
It's J. Zachary J. Lee.
Okay. Now, I know that the billing address that we have for you is the 72 Mill Street, and that's Virgin, Utah, 84779.
Perfect, yeah.
Okay. How's the weather over there right now?
Where are you at?
We're in Cali. So right now it was like gloomy this morning. It's been in the high 80s, but it's supposed to be in the 70s for the next couple of days, and then we'll get the heat wave again.
Very nice.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Discover.
Okay. I have a Discover card and I get points like when I use it. I'm like, sweet. The rewards. Okay, and what's the card number when you're ready, Zach?
It's 6011. Mm-hmm. 0004.
Okay.
6524-2885.
Okay. Expiration, month and year.
That is 10 of 27.
10 of 27, and the CVV code on the back?
Is 833.
833. Okay. Give me just a second here. Now, do you remember what your security question was? What we have on your account? I always like, on your account
local,
with us, with Local Splash. I always like to confirm it with you just so that way in case you remember if you want us to update it, but we have it as the city that you were born in,
okay,
which is
perfect.
Kanab.
Yep.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep, all right.
Just want to make sure. Only because, you know what I mean, we always want to make sure that I always prefer to, like, ask you because I know sometimes I talk to one guy and he's like, oh, my God, I can't remember. I said, what do you mean you don't remember? Just can we update it? And I'm like, sure. So that's why I always like to confirm it with you. So bear with me here. Now, remember the leads, they're not going to be charging you for those until you get approved. And then we have to follow up with you to see when you want to activate the leads. Okay? So we just don't activate them right away, in other words.
Perfect.
So what are we today? We are, let me see here.
Yeah, so today is just 250, right?
Yeah, today is just going to be the 250. Yeah, we're not doing the other part yet because I know you said that to schedule it for the 8th. Is that what you want to keep it as? Because that's when it's supposed to come off, I guess, that. So let me see. Give me one second here. Today is the 19th. I can't believe it's like flying. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, insane. I'm like, I can't believe how quickly, like, the month is just, like, flying by. Now, Google's going to assign you a special tracking number. Okay. It's going to be a different number from the one that you, from the current, tracking number that you have, only because, that's how they distinguish the qualified leads, right? We wouldn't want the same tracking number to be used. So that's why Google will assign it and it'll be linked to your phone. Okay. Okay, so then, give me one second here. Let me just process this. Okay, and you should be getting a receipt shortly with that. Now, what I'm going to do also, let me go back here. Okay, now, let me make sure it sent it to you right away. Let me send it. Now, I'm going to send it to you via text, and I'm going to also send it to you via email, okay? So when you're filling out this application, you want to make sure everything is filled out exactly that it matches, right? Mm-hmm. If there's an LLC, make sure the LLC is showing on there if that's what it shows on your insurance, okay? There is a part where it's going to ask you, how many employees do you have? What you want to put is zero, okay? Because if you put that you have two employees, three employees, what it's going to do is it's going to actually want their information, okay?
Gotcha.
And then it's going to want to run their background check. Well, we don't need that. We just need them to run your background check because you're basically the one that's doing the bidding. You're the one that they're paying, right, for the jobs. So it's not really your employees doing that, okay? Now, there will also be a section where it will ask you for your EIN. If you have that, great, put it in there. If you don't have it, then just put your social, okay, in place of your EIN. I know sometimes people use that, like when you're sole proprietor, right?
Yeah, I have an EIN, but yeah.
Oh, perfect. Huh. Well, then put your EIN. It will ask you for your social, though, as well. There's also a section where it will say, on the part of the license, because it's not a requirement, just skip it or just put NA, right? If it's something that doesn't pertain to you, you're going to put N/A for not applicable. Okay. It'll ask you like the areas that you want to target. So you can list those as well. And then, what's the other thing it's going to ask? Oh, like the year that, you know, you established the business. It's super, super simple. I promise you it's nothing complicated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go here. We're going to go over some notes for my technician just so that way they know when they have the appointment with you. So you're going to be speaking with Aureli. She is going to be doing your client interview for the Google Guaranteed. When do you think you would have that application already done?
I'll have that done maybe even this evening.
Okay. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview with her? The client interview, I'll tell you, it'll take about maybe about 30 minutes for the client interview.
Towards the end of the day would be better. I'd be pretty busy for the first chunk, but probably by 4:30 tomorrow would be great.
4:30 tomorrow. Let me take a look and see what we have, because you're actually 1 hour ahead of me, right? Because you're on Mountain Time.
Mm-hmm.
Right now for you, it's 4:41, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me see this here. Hold on, Zach. Actually, I do have an appointment tomorrow at 3:30, which would be 4:30 your time, right? That's the time that you want, correct? Okay. Let me put you in for that time frame right now. So tomorrow, they'll be calling you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. If for some reason, like, she calls you, right, and you're like, hey, I need to reschedule, just let her know. So that way they can reschedule the appointment, okay? I'll send you a calendar invite, just letting you know when your appointment is, and it's literally going to be a 30-minute phone call. Okay. She'll go over with you more in detail about the Google Guaranteed and any additional questions that you might have as well. And then we're almost done here. here, copy this. 1 second. Now, there's going to be two companies that Google uses when they're running the background check, okay? Once we know who it is that's running your background check, we're going to follow up with you and let you know, because we need you to be, like, on the lookout for either the email or the text message from them, okay? Mm-hmm. So basically, what's going to happen is one of them is either Pinkerton or Evident ID. That's who they use. So one of them will ask you, put in, you know, your name, your birth date, your social, right? You just follow the steps. The other one might ask you, send us a front and back picture of your driver's license, passport, or identification, right? Because what they're doing is they're verifying it's you that they're running the background check on, okay? But we'll let you know who it is once we're aware. Now, Google, once you get approved, Google's also going to let us know if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? So basically, max bidding means that either you could pay double or triple the cost of a lead to be closer to the top. But as I told you earlier, you don't have a lot of competition. Okay. In the Google Guaranteed, it would be you and those two other companies. So I don't see you not being as one of the top, you know what I mean? Because it would only be three of you guys. So, but again, they would let us know if you even qualified for that. I just like to still share everything with you. Your hours of operation, are you a 24/7 or 7 days a week?
We do 24/7 because for emergency services.
Yeah, okay. And then you have all your reviews. Okay, you got your certificate of insurance, and there it'll show you which one to upload. Okay. When it's asking you on the application, we don't need all the pages. We just need the one that has the certificate of liability showing. We'll give you the example on there. And then I'm putting on here, let's see. Let me just notate on here. And then let's see what else. I'm missing. Okay, yes, you have completed your background check. You will be completing that. Yes, you have a social security number. You have identification. You are aware that it's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID, which will notify you of that. Let's see here. And then, yes, you have your insurance. License is not required. So let me put that on here. Yeah, you guys are pretty easy where you're at. In California, like, you got to have specific licensing for this, licensing for that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy what the businesses out here got to go through. Let me see. And then, okay, and then it looks like I have your website here already, your Google Business Profile. Okay, so you're pretty much set. Yeah.
Awesome.
So then the application, I'm going to email it to you right now. I already sent it to you via text, but let me email it to you while we're on the call.
Well, yeah, so that text. Thank you.
Beautiful. Now, if for some reason, if I'm not available when it's time to call you for your client interview, Aurelia's just going to call you directly. She's not going to wait for me. She's just going to call you directly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions or anything, I'm out most of the day tomorrow because my husband's having a procedure. I'm hoping I'm back early enough because it's at like 7 in the morning when I got to have him at the hospital. So if for any reason text or also Aurelie is available to answer any questions, okay?
Very good.
Any other questions for me?
I think I'm set. Thank you, Nadine. Appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Now, on the 8th, that's when they will go ahead and reactivate the other program you were paying $249, the one with the Facebook advertising. So I've already notated that. If you're going to want to use a different card, you want to make sure you call 3 days before the 8th. Okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, perfect. It's going to be the one that we have on file. But I'm so excited for you, Zach. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to continue to help you. You know, you're going to love this program. You really are. Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Canadian.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a good rest of the day. You are so welcome.
You too.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.